of prayer, worship, and praise. In the house of the Lord, we thank you, God. In Jesus' name, be glorified. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know it's the spirit of the Lord. Amen, amen. See, the spirit knows the spirit. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. We exalt thee, O God. Thank you. From the highest heights, the deepest depth, we exalt you, O God. He is worthy to be praised. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works toward the children of men. I read in the word, it said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, the woman, boy, or girl who trusts in him. Thank you, God. When we just look back over our life and we think things over, we can truly say that I've been blessed and I have a testimony. Anybody with a testimony today about how good God has been to you, how he's made ways out of no way time and time again, how he's reversed what the doctors have said. Thank God he's given power to the faint. And them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles, run and not get weary, walk and not faint. Oh, God, you be exalted today. Hey, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We give God all the glory, honor, and praise on today. Amen. God bless you, precious saints of God. It's just a blessing to be in the house of the Lord one more time. One more time. Thank you, God. Oh, God. God is just good. He's just good all by himself. And we give him praise on today. Amen. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Thank you, Lord. I'm looking at God's word, and I pulled that subject from an old song back in the day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? It said liars will be running on that great day. Who will be able to stand? Praise God. It's something about getting ready. It's something about being in the posture of readiness. See, we need to be also ready, right? We don't know when the Lord is coming back, and we need to be listening for what God would have for us to do. And when God sends a word, speaks a word to us, we need to be ready. When God said, go pray for him, we need to be ready. When God said, go share the word, we need to be ready. Amen. It's something about being ready. The dictionary says being ready means to be prepared mentally and physically for some experience or action. Well, I had to add my little part to what Webster had to say with regard to this message today. We need to be ready spiritually. Mm-hmm. We need to be born again. We need to be led and controlled by the Spirit of God. We need to have a made-up mind to serve the Lord. No turning back. I've passed the point of no return. I need to be sold out, going to hold out for Jesus in these last and evil days. Spiritually set. Ready to go. St. John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. How many know there's greater things ahead? Woo. I remember back in the day with the old song say, there's a brighter day ahead. Oh, my Jesus have said. Thank you, God. So I'm looking forward with great expectation of what the Lord is going to do. And what I love about it, he's already given us a glimpse in his word of what's coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And so God's word is not a storybook. It's not like Mary had a little lamb, a red, little red riding hood. This is God's living word. He's shown us past. He's shown us present. He's shown us future. And every word of God is right. And we need to take God's word for what it is. Amen. You know, the scripture today, I'm still been hanging out, Pastor Jones, in Peter. First and Second Peter, just is seeing what the Lord had to say from through that man to us by the Holy Spirit. We believe God's word. Yeah. It's a whole lot of stuff that folks is believing, but I want to believe God's word. Everybody got an opinion today. Everybody got a word. You let them tell it. But if a word that somebody's got don't sound like it come from the word of God, you can really keep your word to yourself. See, I got a word for you. Well, what do the Lord say? Amen. All right. But So I'm looking at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 through 10. I ain't going to be before you long because, first of all, I want to get this preached out before my voice go out. That's why I wasn't over there singing with Jennifer to the top of my voice. I'm like, yes, Lord. It's an old song saying, if I couldn't say a word, if I'm laying on my back, couldn't say a word, I just wave my hand to the Lord. Might not be able to talk. They come in, how you doing, man? And guess what? The Lord knows what the wave means. How many know that the Lord even know what the grunt mean? What the oh mean? What the tears mean? Hey, thank you, God. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Watch this. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, I mean, there's so much in here, but I won't preach the whole Bible to y'all or the whole chapter today. But let's just jump in. You know how you folks jump into the water, and I ain't one for jumping in the water. But, you know, most of the time folks got to get themselves together and knowing that the water cold. They may be even on the diving board. They jump up about 10 times. But at some point, they go, jump in the water. Amen. Let's jump in the water. Thank God for his word. But the end of all things is at hand. But the end of all things is at hand. In the New Living Translation, it says, the end of the world is close. Peter, 2,000 years ago, is writing to the church of that day and of today. Now, you all know that it ain't no good news in the news. But we do know that there's trouble all around us. We know a bunch of rogue nations now have nuclear weapons. But none of that stuff ain't no match for God, because the Bible tells me in Psalm 24 that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So God is sovereign. He's in control, and man is going crazy. The world is headed to hell, but thank God for his word today, yet encouraging us, giving us the roadmap of how we ought to live in these last and evil days, knowing but the end of all things is at hand. Listen, we don't need to be asleep at the switch. We don't need a spiritual Pearl Harbor. Folks don't need to find out the last minute that they missed the boat. It's time to get on board. Amen. But the end of all things is at hand. And this is what really got me. Therefore, be serious. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Hallelujah. Big Red, that speaks volumes. It ain't no time for playing around with God. It's time out for playing church. Jesus. It's time to get serious about the word of God and the things of God and who he is in these days that we're living in, because the end of all things is near. I'm not saying that. Jesus said that. The word of God says that. And we need to carry ourselves like what God said is true, because it is. So he said, therefore, be serious. Okay, don't be playing around. don't be taking stuff for granted. You know, this is real. You know, old songs say, real, Jesus is real to me. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He is so real to me. Woo, is he real to you today? He says, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. Okay, God hears and answers prayers. Is that right? God is not a cosmic Santa Claus where we take our wish list to him and wait on Christmas. We're communing with God. We're speaking to him. We're having conversation with him. We're having fellowship with God. And we're letting God know right where it hurts. Right where the need is. Right where the burden is. Amen. Right where the lack is. Be serious about it. What are we praying about today? Be serious and watchful. Amen. It's time. You know, a lot of this came from last Sunday's Power Hour. And if you miss Power Hour sometime, you miss something. Because God, if you're asked the first meal, that's breakfast. See, now we're having some lunch. And you leave home, you leave the church, you get home, just still rejoicing. You got some dinner. You and the wife and the family and the kids, they've been talking about the goodness of the Lord. Last Power Hour was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2 and 3. It says, for you yourselves, it's talking to the church. It's talking to believers, those who have given their life to Christ. He says, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord, see, the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. When Jesus breaks the cloud, he ain't going to be ringing your doorbell. And you're not going to find him on Channel 7. But when the trump of Almighty God sounds, he said, for you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Hey, I don't remember no thief knocking on the door. With that time when our house got broken into, even stole the meat out the freezer. I felt violated. I really didn't care about the watch and some jewelry stuff as best as I did. The steaks? Okay, let me get back. But so, yeah, it sure wasn't biting words. But the Lord is coming back as a thief in the night. He ain't no thief. He's God Almighty. He's coming back for a church one day without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. He said, for when people say, listen to this, peace and safety. And that's what you hear today. We just want peace. We just want to be safe. If we get this one, if we get that one, everything going to be all right. The Bible say, the scriptures say, I had a good friend, he was so country, he couldn't even say scripture, he said scripture. He said, the scriptures, I said, I know what you're talking about. Just tell me what it say. He said, for when men shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. As labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Wow, when did he start getting us ready, right? Everybody in here who loved Jesus, let me just see your hand. Okay, now, it came a time where he called your name. He rung your bell. He stirred you up. He showed you yourself. And it came a point you said, you know what? I need Jesus. I need this salvation that these people talking about. I'm tired of myself. And so even before we made the commitment to say, Jesus, come into my life, he was getting us ready for that great day. Because he looked way down from the ends of time and saw you and me. Said, and for me, he said, that boy needs help. That young man needs salvation. Because he's a wreck. He is tore up from the floor up. But one day, I said, Jesus, come into my life. I said, Father, forgive me of my sins, God. Make me over again. Thank you, Lord. And so he does that. We're here today by the grace of God. That's why he's the word is instructing us, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. We live in a time people have blurred the lines between relationship and religion. Folks can do a whole lot of religious things. They can do things religiously. They can even go to church religiously. But it's a relationship with the God of the universe who's living inside of us. And we're living in perilous, crazy times like we've never seen before. I've never seen so many people of God today just mad. And don't even bring up politics. At the barbecue, you know, at the reunion, who'd you vote for? What? We should be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sit down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hey, he's coming back again. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. We need to wake up. Stand up, speak up, show up. I'm telling you, he's getting us ready. All right, I better get through with this while I can still talk. I hear urgency here. That this is real talk. This is real times that we're living in. People are hurting. People are going through. We're going through. Whole lot of us is getting older, and I got more medicine on my nightstand now. Okay, I guess that my wife said, don't tell everything. Where it used to be, certain thing, but now, well, better take that cough syrup, get the eye drops in. Time is moving forward. And that's why Ecclesiastes says, remember now your creator in the days of your youth. So you that are here that are still young and strong and vibrant and loving Jesus, it's time to be ready to pick up the baton, grab it, and run with it. Because some of us is going on the other side. I don't have as many days left as I had yesterday. See, you know, this old building keeps on leaning. One day I'm going to have to move to a better home. Yeah. But it's all right because Jesus is getting me ready for that great day. Yeah. One of these mornings, and it won't be very long. Yeah. You're going to look for me and I'll be gone. But I'm going to a place where I have nothing to do but just walk around heaven all day. No more crying, no more sickness, no more pain. Hey, thank you, God. Be serious and watchful in your prayers. Be serious. Praying in faith. Yes. Praying in the spirit. Grabbing hold to the horns of the altar, being serious in our prayer. Being watchful. Everything that glitter ain't gold. Being watchful under prayer. Jesus said, watch and pray. We need to see the times and seasons that we're living in. We need to be aware of what's going on around us. And by virtue of that, our prayers is going to help us because we're crying out to God. Because God, I don't see, I don't know, I don't understand. But God, you said in your word, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Whew, what a mighty God. He's getting us ready. for that great day. We got a sign out there, sign up for baptism. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Y'all been hearing me crying out, hey, there's things in the church that need to be done. We need ushers, we need singers, we need parking lot folks, we need hospitality. You name it, it's needed here. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Time out for watching the show. Time to get in the show. Be part of what God is doing. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is their song. Healing in their hand. Everlasting joy. Gladness in their heart. And in that army, we all got a part. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. I better get to the next verse. Listen to this. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. Not love by proxy. Not showing Jennifer love because she just happened to be here and folks is watching. I love you. I love you, Pastor Jones. Give me a hug so somebody else can see. No. Have fervent love for one another. Loving others like you love yourself. Watch this. With that being said, says Peter, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, love will cover, Elder Tyrone, love will cover a multitude of sins. Okay, what do that mean? They done me wrong. Love covers. Lord, I've been misunderstood. Love covers. And if you don't believe it, because I saw the hands a few minutes ago, so we can't deny that. Somebody in here remember that God forgave you just like he forgave me of all of my sins. He loved me that much. He loved me that much that he threw my sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Ain't you glad that God, aren't you glad that God is not like man? Because, see, man have a tendency of not forgiving. You ever heard the old saying, I'm kind of country. Yeah, I forgive them, but I'm going to feed them with a long-handled spoon. You ain't forgave nothing. You still harboring, Mother Catalina, that thing in your heart. It's still there. But love covers a multitude of sins. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. God doesn't say, remind you. You remember. You down here praying again. Don't you remember last week what you did? God is not like that. And we need to give space for grace. Amen. We need to check our love level. Amen. Amen. Thank you for my oldest baby coming in. Praise the Lord. Amen. Love will cover a multitude. And some translations say a multitude of faults. Multitude, love will cover a multitude of mistakes. See, who don't want to be forgiven? Who don't want to be extended grace? It's a beautiful thing when we can see and understand love covers. Love makes a difference. Hatred kills. Love makes alive. Amen. Show me somebody who don't want to be loved. See, now don't get me wrong. Now, some people do have that issue. Now, my auntie, Rachel, she was just sweet as she could be, but she didn't like folks hugging her. Now, she loved folks, but you go, hey, Rachel, haven't seen you in 2 years, and you grab her, she's like, She didn't quite too much dig all that mushy stuff, but you don't have to be mushy to love people. See, so the scripture says, love covers a multitude of sin. Listen to this, be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Now that's easy to do when you're in a family circle, maybe in the church circle, show hospitality, be be courteous and gracious and giving without grumbling. Because I've seen folks, now you know, in this world, especially in the U.S. of A., there's a lot of homeless folks. Have you ever seen somebody get to the light, they see somebody out there panhandling, and the one in their car with the air conditioner don't get mad? Oh, there he is again, asking for some money. What? You have something. That person don't have something. It says, be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Help somebody without grumbling about it. Here they come again. They was here last week wanting something. God gives to us that we can give, he can give through us to someone else to help someone out. And listen to this. In verse, the last verse says, and each one, as each one has received a gift, everyone who's come to know the Lord has at least one gift, one talent, as it were. Something that can be used for the glory of God. And each one, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. Share it with one another. You have something I don't have. I have something you don't have. We have something collectively that can help one another. Amen? He says, so as each one has received a gift, minister to one another, and here's where it comes in. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God, whatever I have, God has given it to me. Whatever I know, God has shown it to me. I haven't drummed up nothing on my own. I never had enough sense to do nothing on my own. But thank God for knowing that he, all good and perfect things come down from the Father of lights, where there is no shadow of turning. I'm learning to be grateful for everything the Lord has done, and to share that with somebody else. Remember, Jesus said, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. I shared with y'all a long time ago that when Sandy and I remarried, she'd been saved, she'd been loving the Lord, and, you know, she cooked dinner, it's real good. I say, babe, this is so good. She said, thank the Lord. I'm like, wait a minute, I want to thank you. I didn't get what she was saying at the time. She was saying it's not all about me, but it's what the Lord has done in our life. So wrapping up this message today, Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. God in his word has shown us what's to come. Jesus spoke about what's to come. In Mark chapter 13 and 8, and see if this don't sound like today. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and trouble. Do that sound like it's kind of current news, even though this is over 2,000 years ago? And it says, these are the beginning of sorrows. This thing is coming to a climax. It's coming to a head because God has said it. So when Peter talks about, but the end of all things is at hand, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayer, he's saying that for a reason. See, watch this. In Matthew 24 and 44, therefore Jesus said, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. We need to live and cherish every moment. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. We could be here today and gone today. See, Revelation chapter 22, 12 and 13. Jesus said, and behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. How many know there's rewards in Christ? To give, watch this, to give everyone according to his work. What he or she has done. And it says, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This is powerful stuff. He's getting us ready for that great day. Now listen, you know how you got part one of, you got these series now, maybe not a movie, series one, series two. The Lord has given us some series already, and he showed us some things to come, and also he showed us what has already happened. Let me take you over to Acts chapter 1, 9 through 11. Now remember, Jesus had rose from the dead, had been seen by so many people, walked around for 40 days after the resurrection, but yet he had not ascended to his Father. Look at what happens here. He says, now when he had spoken these things, while the people watched, look at Jesus, the resurrected Lord, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two angels, stood by them in white apparel, who also said, wow, that's two of them talking. Can you read that, brother? I might need you to help. We need the two voices in this real quick before I sit down, before we have communion. Set up, Pastor John. Wow. And here's what they said. Let's do it together. Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. And that's why the word is said on today. Jesus is getting ready for that great day. He showed us a precursor of what was going to happen then. And then 1 Thessalonians 4:13 talking about we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. So comfort one another with these words. It's time to be serious about the Lord. He's coming back again. It's time. If preaching is your thing, you need to keep on preaching. If teaching is your thing and you gifted to do it, you need to keep on teaching. Amen. If love is your gift, you need to keep on loving. Praise the Lord. You need to keep on keeping on for the Lord. If you need to forgive, it's time to start forgiving. Start time to release. Time to let it go. Time to reconcile with folks. Thank you, Lord. So we bless God on today. Amen. I'm done. My voice held out, so. But praise God, I just want to encourage the saints. Hallelujah. Encourage the saints. Let's get serious in our prayers and being watchful of the times that we're living in. And if there's ever a time for us to pool our resources together, it's now. Amen. It's time to be in the house of the Lord. Today, amen, praise God. So we're going to have communion today, but is it all right if I just make a little bit of announcement? People say, sure. I told you my little oldest baby is in the house, Angela Perry. And her dear friend, Taye, is sitting right there next to her smiling. Well, I got word today that somebody got proposed to. But I don't know what the answer was, Ty. What was the answer? Amen, amen, amen. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Amen, it's time to look forward. Amen, we praise God. Those who are going to serve, could you come? We're going to just serve communion. We're going to be out today. Amen. We praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So, Jesse, we probably need you. Are you up to it today? You okay? All right. All right. Amen. Amen. Be also ready. Amen. Amen. While we're preparing, amen.
Oh Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, yes Lord.